milestone.
So according to God's plan, the goal has its actually milestones.
那么，这个圣殿的出现跟神做事的这个时间表是交织在一起的。
So the appearance of the temple and in God's timeline is as a crossover. Over point.
你记得马太福音二十四章。
If you look at the Gospel of Matthew chapter 24,
第十五节
and in verse 15,
讲到主耶稣第二次来的兆头
and he spoke about the signs of Jesus' second coming.
那他讲了好多的兆头
he spoke of many signs.
那其中一个
and as one of the signs,
十五节
and in verse 15,
你看见先知以但以理所说的那行毁坏可证的站在圣地读这经的人需要会意。
Therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place, whoever reads, let him understand.
所以关于主耶稣第二次来的时候，在他来之前，主耶稣提到有一个人，他的名字是但以理说过的那个人，叫做行毁坏可证的。
And Jesus said before his coming again, that will be a man which was described by the in the book of Daniel as the abomination of desolation.
这是一个很奇怪的名字。
It's a very strange name.
这个人物他要站在圣地。
And he will be standing in the holy place.
这是一个 sign,
and that's one sign.
那既然主耶稣说，但以理说的
，and because Jesus says what Daniel has spoken,
所以你就要去但以理书第九章找这个答案。
Then you need to go to the book of Daniel chapter 9 to find the answer.
所以请你翻到但以理书。
And so let's look at the book of Daniel chapter 9.
第九章里面就提到。就是那个时候以色列人做了亡国奴被掳到巴比伦去了
because at that time Israel had lost their nation and had been taken captive to Babylon
那么但以理就在那个时候做一个被掳去的一个叫做什么人叫做俘虏啊但是他很幸运他是被掳到皇宫
soDaniel was also one of the captives taken to Babylon, but he was more fortunate that he was able to serve in the palace.
好，那当然有他的神留他在皇宫是有他的目的的。
Because God has a purpose to let him be serving in the palace.
要用这个人向这个王做见证。
Because God would use him to testify to the king.
好，那其中他看了四个大的异象。
And Daniel saw four great visions.
那第九章呢是他的第四个异象吧叫做七十个七。
And so in chapter 9 is his fourth vision about the 72 sevens.
对那么我今天没有时间去解释什么叫做七十个七。
Now, today we don't have the time to spend to explain what is 77.
但是我要提醒在这个异象里面他的七十个七最后一个七对我们来讲是很重要的
But in this 70 times 7 we want to speak about the last 7 which is very important to us
对这个最后一个七是跟谁发生关系的呢
In this last 7 years what does it have related to
你打开但以理书第九章第二十七节
You open the book of Daniel, chapter 9 and verse 27.
一期之内，他必与许多人坚定盟约；一期之半，他必使祭祀与贡献止息。那行毁坏可证的，如飞而来，并有愤怒，请在那行毁坏的身上。
Then he shall confirm a covenant with many for 1 week.But in the middle of the week, he shall bring an end to sacrifice and offering. And on the wing of abominations shall be one who makes desolate, even until the consummation which is determined is poured on the desolate.
所以这里 但以理提到这个人，这个人的名字叫行毁坏可憎的。
And Daniel mentioned of this man, and this man is called the abomination of desolation.
这就是主耶稣提到的那个人。
And this is the one that Jesus has mentioned.
好，这个人他总共掌权的时间就是现在七年。
And the time he come into power, he will reign for 7 years.
那这个七年里面有几件重要的事情要发生。
And within these 7 years, there are few important things will happen.
七年的开始。
At the beginning of the 7 years.
就是这里所说的一期之内。
And which is what he said about
他要与许多的人建立盟约。
He will confirm a covenant with many people.
那没有告诉我们这个盟约内容是什么。
But here it didn't tell us about the content of the covenant.
但是他说到了一期之半，就是三年半。
But say in the middle of the 7 years, with 3.5 years,
必使祭祀与贡献止息。
He shall bring an end to sacrifice and offering.
好了，我有没有跟你们讲圣经里面关于犹太人献祭不可以随便献的？
Did I mention to you that according to the Bible, the Jews cannot make a sacrifice and offering any way they like?
只有一个地方是合法献祭的地方。
That's only one and only place that are lawful for them to offer up sacrifice.
那就是在耶路撒冷的圣殿前面的那个铜祭坛，那个位置可以献祭给神。
So the right place, the only place is before the temple in Jerusalem, where the brazen altar.
好，那现在他在这里说，当三年半的这个时间到的时候，这个人会使祭祀与贡献止息。
In the middle of these 7 years, in 3.5 years, he will bring an end to the sacrifice and offering.
你们都很聪明，这一句话意味着什么？
So you're all very wise. What does this word, this sentence mean?
要能够使这个止息，那意思本来是怎么样？可以献的。
So,
对不对？本来是可以献，但是现在到了三年半，他下令不准献了。
And so because here it says brings an end to sacrifice offering in the middle of the 7 years, which means, implies that before the 3.5 years, they were allowed to offer sacrifice and offerings.
Amen.
Amen.
恐怕都睡着了。
Looks like they all fall asleep.
他如果说禁止他不准再献了，那意思说在这个命令没有出来以前，他本来是可以的。
Because before he stopped them from making offering, which implies before he stopped it, they were making offerings and sacrifice.
那么既然他可以，那就更意味着这个时候有没有圣殿。
And because they can make offering and sacrifice, which implied there must be a temple.
所以我们就可以这样子来做一个很大的推论。
So from there, we can deduct.
这个人出现的时候，在这个七年的开始
，When this man appeared at the beginning of the 7 years，
他跟许多的国家签立了一个盟约
，He made a covenant with many countries。
这个盟约一定是包括圣殿的问题
，And this covenant must include the rebuilding of the temple。
因为现在没有圣殿
，Because currently, presently, there's no temple。
那犹太人自从拿回他的耶路撒冷1967之后，他们就有一个愿望，就是要建殿。
Because since the Israel have captured Jerusalem in 1967, they only have one dream, is to rebuild the temple.
所以才会有这个 Temple Institute.
And that's how the Temple Institute come into being.
所以他现在才展览这所有的东西通通做好了。
And that's why they were put in a museum to let you see everything's been prepared.
只是现在还政治的环境不允许他们建。
But because of the political situation is forbidding them from rebuilding the temple.
但是圣经说有一天会建起来的。
But the Bible said one day the temple will rebuild.
是经过这个人的手。
And it's also under the hand of this person.
看出来了没有？ 这个人能够跟周边的这些阿拉伯国家建立一个盟约，一个和谈的盟约，然后某种条件之下，犹太人让一部分给阿拉伯人，阿拉伯人让一部分给犹太人，所以这个殿就在这个圣殿山上建了。
And so this man, he was able to make a peace deal among the Arab nations and also Israel, so that they were able to compromise from both ends as the Israel take one step back.And the Arab nation take one step back to allow the rebuilding of the temple at the Temple Mount.
这个图是一个 model， 是讲到耶稣在的时候的圣殿。
So this picture is a model, speaking about what it looked like in the days of Jesus.
哦，那么最高的那个就是以前的那个第二个殿。
And so the tallest part is the second temple.
那下面比较矮的部分，那就是什么所罗门的廊子了。外院了这些东西。
And then the lower part is the Solomon's porch and also the Gentiles courts.
好，在第三章 ，OK。
向前向后，
这个
向后，
好，这一个好。这是现在你如果去耶路撒冷，你看见的圣殿山。
So if you go to Jerusalem now, this is what you see of the Temple Mount.
那怎么样可以有一个大 top
下面的上面这个按上面这个
有吗？
上面有个大
a red one OK OK here we go 啊，这个就是那个圣殿山的那个墙哈，围起来的是一个方一个很大很大的大广场。
So this is the wall that surrounds the Temple Mount.
这个就是那个清真寺，叫做金顶的清真寺。
So this is the Golden Dome.
那这在正中间。
That was built at the right at the center.
在北边，在这边相片上的没有照出来，在这个位置是银顶第二个清真寺。
But off the picture to the left, there will be another one which is called the Silver Dome.
好，那么现在这个。上面这个部分是属于阿拉伯人管的。
So at this place, at that top where the Golden Dome is belong to the Arabs.
那下面才是属于以色列人管的。
But then underneath it, it's belong to Israel.
好，那么到底这个圣殿要建在什么位置？
啊。The question asking about where should the temple be built?
有三个理论。
There are actually three conspiracy.
Theories. 第一个理论就在这个位置。
So one theory is right where the Golden Dome is.
现在我们这些非回教人是不可以进去的。
Because that place, if we are not a Muslim, we cannot enter into the Golden Dome.
90年我第一次去的时候是可以的。
But when in 1990, when I first been there, they were allowed to go in.
所以那一次我进去了。
So at that time, I actually went inside.
里面有什么？
What's inside?
一个很大很大的磐石。
Inside there is a big rock.
对，在正中间。
Right in the center.
那么，他们说。
And they say.
这里就是亚伯拉罕献以斯玛利的地方。
And so the Arabs say that this, on, up on this rock is where Abraham offered Ishmael.
啊，那我们圣经是说亚伯拉罕献的不是以斯玛利，是以撒，对吧？
But our Bible tells us Abraham offered Isaac, not Ishmael.
两个不一样的版本。
So their Bible is different.
那么然后说这个地方当年就是所罗门在这里建殿的。
And they also say that this place is where Solomon had built the temple.
但是我看那块石头不像是一个很平整的可以建殿在上面的这么一个石头，是 rough, 非常 rough 的一个大磐石。
But when I saw that rock was very rough. It's not even, so it's difficult to build something on top.
顺便讲一下。
And also passing by, we mentioned.
因为它这是一个大的洞，一个圆顶。 所以你站在这个大房子里面，你抬头往上看。
So if you stand inside and look upwards,
嗯，那就是看到这个洞，这个东西。
Then you see the top, the golden cover.
很大。
It looks very big.
然后周边呢，就写了阿拉伯字。
And then all around it, they are written and in Arabic.
一圈365度。
And so they're written all around it 360 degrees.
对，360度，我多了5度。那么写什么呢？我看不懂啊。
And what did they write there? I don't understand.
我就跟那个向导，我问他上面写什么。
So I asked the tour guide, so what did they write up there?
他说写阿拉没有儿子，阿拉没有儿子，阿拉没有儿子，写三次。
And then on the top, they written three times that God Allah has no son.
对。你知道这个对我们基督徒非常重要。
You know, this to us is very important.
因为今天世界搞宗教大联合。
Because today, the world is discussing how to join up all new religions.
那有一个说
uniting the religions.
有一个说法。
And so they were one saying.
你们基督徒说独一的真神。
That the Christian God, the one and only true God,
你们回教徒也是说阿拉是唯一的真神。
Even the Muslim will say that Allah is that one and true God.
你们以色列人也是说耶和华是独一的真神。
And even the Israel, so the Jews say that Jehovah is one and only God.
所以既然你们大家都说宇宙中只有独一一个真神，所以你们这个神都是一个，都是一样的。
And because you all say there's only one and only true God, they must be the same God.
所以就是世界宗教大一统，就是在这个基础上，连教皇都在那里推动这个运动。
So including the Pope is behind trying to push this uniting of the world religion.
各位，刚刚我在这里给你们讲一个很重要的宣言，在这个洞的里面说阿拉没有儿子，阿拉没有儿子，请问。
所以
我刚刚讲的那个世界的宣言都是一个神，是一家人，能吻合吗？
So based on that, what we see at the top of that golden dome written that Allah has no son, based on that, can this uniting religion in the world exist?
你就要很清楚的知道，你们讲的神阿拉跟我们讲的耶和华不一样。
So the Allah they speakon the Jehovah and the God that we believe is different.
第一，名字不对。
Firstly, the names are different.
第二，耶和华有独生的儿子。
Because Jehovah has a one and only son.
阿拉这里有没有儿子啊？他说得很清楚，没有啊，三次。
But then, the Allah he said that he has no son.
所以这个谎言是不成立的。
So this lie cannot stand.
这是顺便讲一下。
I just mention it passing by.
好。第一个理论是要建在这个位置。
So the first theory is to build the temple replacing the golden dome.
但是呢，谁有胆量把这个给拆了？
But today, who is dare to actually pull down this dome?
对不对？你把这个拆了，那所有的回教都要找你拼了，对吧？
And if you tear it down, then the whole Arab world will fight against you, kill you.
好，这是在一个山上，这叫摩利亚山。
So this is on the top of Mount Moriah.
对。那么在这个北边我不是说有一个银顶吗？
As I towards the north, there is a silver dome.
你过了这个银顶，它就是个大斜坡。
And once you pass the silver dome, then there is a slope.
对。这个大斜坡叫做 City of David, 大卫之城。
And on that slope is called the City of David.
那么第二个理论就是说圣殿是建在大卫的城里。
And the second theory is that the temple should be built in the city of David.
那么所以现在有一派的人是在那里要找这个斜坡上哪里可以建一个圣殿，当年大卫的儿子，因为是大卫选的地，是他的儿子在这里建的，对吧？
So there's a group of people, they were also there trying to findat this slope, whether there a place at this slope can actually build the temple, because it was David that had chosen the place, and Solomon his son built the temple.
那也就是说，大 当年大卫买下来的这块地不是叫俄南的禾场吗？
So it was called a threshing floor or Ornan.
那么是在那个斜坡上吗？
And it looks like is that could that be on the slope?
到现在没有人能够 locate 那某一个位置叫做俄南的禾场，这个只是一个理论。
And so at this time it's still a theory because no one can actually locate the place.
第三个理论。
And then the third theory.
这个位置。这个位置。
Which is at that location.
这里是一个大广场。
Because in there is a big opening.
整个这是一个大广场。
Because on that is actually a big opening there.
下一个 slide, 我看看啊。
Square, it's a big square.
对。好，这个就是在这个洞，哎呦，哎，对，这个是在正中间，对吧
？So the dome is right in the center.
那它的南边，这个大广场，南边的大广场。
And towards the south is the square.
对，这个大广场中，这个北靠西边，就是这个广场的这个西边。
So towards the west of this square,
就是这个洞，这个小洞。
And it's actually that little hole there.
好，我90年代去的时候，就是有一个 Hebrew University 的 archaeologist 是考古系的教授。
So in the 1990s, when I went to Jerusalem, there was actually a Hebrew archaeologist.
希伯来大学。
And also from Hebrew University.
对，这个考古系的教授就发表一篇论文。
And he written an essay.
他说他研究了十几二十年。
That he had been researching more than 10 or 12 years.
他举了几个论点来证明古时候第一个殿也好，第二个殿也好，就在这个位置。
And he written putting out many points to prove that the first temple and second temple should be located around here.
那么，我只举三个 evidence， 三个证据。
So I can give you three evidence.
第一个证据是这个洞。
The first evidence is this hole here.
这个洞。自从阿拉伯人建了这个金顶跟银顶的清真寺以后，都保存在这个位置。
And so after the Arab have built the golden dome and the silver dome, this hole still remains.
不是 hole， 这个洞，这是一个洞，这个小的
洞。It's a cave.
这不是个 cave。
啊，the small dome. Yes.
对。
That small dome. So it's a Chinese dome.
就是这个叫做一个洞嘛。
Yeah,
那个清真寺也是个大的洞，对不对？
Yeah,
这是一个小的洞。
So it's a small dome around here.
对对对，这个小的洞，阿拉伯人一直叫它叫做 Dome of the Tablet and Spirit.
And they call it the Dome of the Tablet and Spirit.
这个名字很稀奇。
And this name is very interesting.
为什么阿拉伯人叫这个叫做这个石板与灵的亭子，这个洞中文应该叫亭，对不对？
So why is the Arab want to call this the dome of the tablet and the spirit?
所以这个考古学就研究这个洞下面的这块石头。
So he went to actually look around the rock.
对，这个洞是在一个大的磐石上面。
And yet this dome is built on top of a big rock.
Are you with me? 啊，后面还没有睡着吧？
你跟上我吗？别睡。
这个下面啊，这个大平台嘛，这个大平台这里有一块大的磐石。
So underneath there is actually a big rock.
他说，圣经不是说在这个圣殿的下面的磐石是不可以用铁器。切的，不可以用切切。
Because the Bible say, upon this rock, you cannot leave any tools upon it.
Iron tool 啊，就是说这个是一个原石摆在那里的。
So this is an original rock without any tools have been used on it.
那么， 他说这个根据这个名字，这个应该是至圣所放约柜的位置。
And so according to this point, this must be the place inside the holiest of all where the ark is placed.
因为约柜里面有什么？
Because inside the ark, what does it have?
有两块法板。
There's two tablets,
对不对？
A stone.
所以这里讲到 dome of the tablets, 对不对？
So they call this the dome of tablets.
石板的亭。然后这里是谁的灵在这里？
And whose spirit was here?
神的荣耀，神的灵在这里。
Or the glory of God, the spirit of God.
所以这个亭叫做石板与灵的亭。
So this dome is called the dome of the tablet and spirit.
这是他的第一个证据。
So that was his first evidence given.
第二个证据。
And then he also gave a second evidence.
这个大平台，这个大的大很大。
And so in this big platform, this big platform.
他去量
and he went to measure it.
长宽
the length and the width.
刚刚好可以 fit 一个圣殿
and its size was just perfectly fit the temple size.
这是第二个 evidence.
So that was the second evidence he gave.
第三个 evidence.
And the third evidence.
这里。要请你注意一个门，这个门。
So pay attention to this gate that was there.
这个门叫做它第一，它是方向是东门。
So firstly, the direction is facing the east.
哦，那这个东门叫做金门 Golden Gate.
So this gate is called the Golden Gate, Eastern Golden Gate.
对，你这张图呢不太能够很准确的看。如果谁能够找一张从上空照下来，那你就看得很清楚了。我找不到那个图。
Because this in this picture is a bit hard to see, but if we have an aerial view on the top, down, then you can see a lot more clear.
第一，你可以看到一个大广场；第二，你可以看到那个洞。
So firstly, you can see the big square, and then also see the dome there.
那个洞的位置刚刚好正对这个金门。
And that small dome, the location of the small dome is facing this eastern gate, Golden Gate.
对，然后这个金门往前面看，就是向东一直往前面看，就是橄榄山。
And so from this Golden Gate looking east, then there you see Mount Olivet.
在橄榄山上有一个教堂。
And on the top of Mount Olivet, there is a church building
there. 叫做耶稣升天堂。
And they call a chapel the place where Jesus ascended.
对，就建了一个纪念教堂在那个位置。
So they have a built a chapel to remember that.
它刚刚好一个直线。
And then if you line them up, they are in a straight line.
哎 ，here you go. 这个是银顶，这个是金顶。
So on the left is the silver dome.
对。
And then there is the golden dome.
那现在讲的那个亭子就在这个地方。
And then we speak about the small dome is at that location.
这个位置拉一条直线到经过这个门，那刚刚我们讲的那个金门就在这里。
And so if we draw a line from there towards that golden gate there, it's a straight line.
Straight line. 他们说这个 line 甚至再往后走的话，刚刚好是耶稣十字架的那个位置。
And so if you draw a straight line towards the other side, it will actually also line up with Mount Golgotha, where Jesus was crucified.
我姑且不去讨论那个十字架的位置，那个是有争议性的。
Because the place where Jesus crucified has still a lot of discussion.
但是这个三个点，就是说这一个洞跟这个圣殿的门东门。跟这个城墙的东 Lions Gate 全部拉在一起，再往延伸到对外面对面那个橄榄山的那个升天堂是一个直线。
But according to that small dome and lining up with the Temple Gate and also towards the Golden Gate and even lined up also with the Mount Olivet.
那你如果打开以西结书看的话
，And if you open the book to the book of Ezekiel.
那就有一段话就讲到耶和华的荣耀离开耶路撒冷 圣殿。
And it says how the glory of the Lord have departed from the temple.
那你可以看到原来的记载，就是神的灵从
You see that the Spirit of God.
第几章？耶和华的荣耀 ，OK， 在第十章吧。
The chapter ten.
本来耶和华的荣耀是在至圣所，在约柜上，对吧
？Because we know that the glory of the Lord was at the ark.In the
好，你到了以西结书第十章，讲到耶和华的荣耀离开了。
But in Ezekiel chapter 10, it speaks about the glory of the Lord depart from the temple.
十八节。
And in verse 18,
耶和华的荣耀从殿的门槛那里出去，停在基路伯以上。基路伯出去的时候，展开翅膀，在我眼前离地上升，轮也在他旁边，都停在耶和华殿的东门口。在他们以上有以色列的神的荣耀。
So it says, then the glory of the Lord departed from the threshold of the temple and stood over the cherubim. And the cherubim lifted their wings and mounted up from the earth in my sight. When they went out, the wheels were beside them, and they stood at the door of the east gate of the Lord's house. And the glory of the God of Israel was above them.
如果你读第一章的时候，
And if you read chapter 1,
告诉我们这个神的荣耀的宝座移动的时候是走直线的。
And in chapter 1, it tells us when the glory of the Lord moving is only going in a straight line.
你去读第一章的第九节就是这样告诉我们的。
And also, the chapter 1 and verse 9 tells us.
所以这个神的宝座的运行是从至圣所到了圣殿的门口，又从圣殿的门口到了这个城墙，然后从这城墙到了对面的那个橄榄山，然后从橄榄山就升天了。
So you can see that the glory of the Lord when it departed, it was out of from the temple and it went to the temple gate, went to the eastern golden gate, and it went straight to Mount Olivet and it went up to heaven.
然后圣经说他怎么去，他要怎么回来。
And then we also read it asks that how he ascended.The same way he will come back again.
对不对？所以你就知道这个殿如果要放在那个位置上的话，它是这个位置。这个教授就说这个位置是对的。
So that's why that professor is proving that if the temple was built there, then all this will be fulfilled.
那现在剩下来的信不信由你咯。
But now the answer is yours. Whether you believe or not, which theory you believe is up to you to decide.
对，因为这是三个不同的理论。
Because that's a three theory that they have put together.
第一个最难，因为那个你有清真寺，谁有那个本事把清真寺给炸了
？So you look at the first theory is very hard because who can actually pull down the golden dome?
那有的人说，哦，神要做到很简单，就来一个大地震，它就没有了。
And some say easy, God can just cause an earthquake and then everything will be gone.
是，你可以用地震把它震垮，但是阿拉伯人不让你建，你还是没辙。
So even though you can use earthquake to bring it down, but the Arabs were still stopping you from building it there.
我的 conviction 就是启示录的十一章，我第一天跟你们讲的时候。
So our brother conviction is in Revelation chapter 11.
因为在十一章的时候，他讲到约翰去量那个圣殿。然后外院留给外邦人践踏42个月。
And because in chapter 11 it says it given a reed to measure, and then it said only measure the temple of God, but leave the outside and not measuring outside the temple.
所以这个外院为什么会留给外邦人去践踏？因为那里有一个清真寺。
Why is only leave the outside given to the Gentile to be tread on? Because there's still the two domes there.
好。这个是关于第三个殿。
So that's the third temple.
以西结书里描述的圣殿是预言第二个殿将要被建造起来吗
？It's like in the book of Ezekiel describing the temple. Is that describing about the second temple, rebuild the second temple?
严格的说，这已经出了我们的题目了。
If we, because this is like a sort of a venture out from our what
但是,
we are.
但是我刚刚说了, 我说圣殿是,
our message.
圣殿对现在的我们很重要。
But because we say that the temple is very important to us today.
所以我们要搞清楚到底, 圣经里面讲的这些圣殿, 哪个是哪个, 要把它弄清楚。
And so we need to be very clear about which temple relates to which.
现在我们讲的这个第三个殿, 它不是为着耶稣的, 主要的, 实际是为着另外一个人。
And so the third temple rebuilt is not rebuilding for Jesus. It's actually for another person.
他是为着谁? 那我以前一直苦思不得其解。
And in the past, I was having a hard time just trying to think and find out who this person is.
一直到今年,
Until this year,
我去了耶路撒冷, 看了这个Temple Institute。
After I went to Jerusalem and also visited the Temple Institute,
因为这整个的动作是由犹太人在那里推动的。
Because all these things was behind it is the force of Israel pushing it.
不是基督徒推动, 基督徒没有在那里推要建第三个殿, 对我们来讲并不重要。
Because it's not the Christian that's behind it want to rebuild the temple, because rebuilding the third temple or not is not important to Christians.
好, 犹太人怎么看这个圣殿? 跟他的弥赛亚有什么关系?
But how did the Jews look at this temple, and what is the relationship to that Messiah?
我从来没有去理解过。
I was not able to clearly understand it.
今年到那里我就开始有理解了。
But this year, after I've been there, is I started to understand.
我碰到一个犹太人的拉比。
In there, I met a Jewish rabbi.
他说,我们犹太人是这样看的。
He said, as a Jew, this is how we see it.
因为他们不信新约嘛, 他们只信旧约。
Because they don't believe the New Testament, they only believe the Old Testament.
他说,你读撒迦利亚书第六章。
He said, if you read the book of Zechariah chapter 6,
打开撒迦利亚书第六章,
the book of Zechariah chapter 6, 圣殿与弥赛亚对他们的意义在哪里。 And so here you can see the temple and how it related to the Messiah.
六章十二节,
chapter 6, the book of Zechariah chapter 6 and verse 12.
对他说,万军之耶和华如此说,看哪,那名称为大卫苗裔的,他要在本处长起来,并要建造耶和华的殿。Then
speak to him, saying, Thus says the Lord of hosts, saying, Behold, the man whose name is the branch, from his place he shall branch out, and he shall build the temple of the Lord.
十三节,他要建造耶和华的殿,并担负尊荣,坐在位上掌王权,又必在位上做祭司,使两职之间筹定和平。
Yes, he shall build the temple of the Lord. He shall bear the glory, and shall sit and rule on his throne. For he shall be a priest on his throne, and the council of peace shall be between them both.
我们基督徒读这段话,
As Christians, when we read this passage,
我们的理解是什么?
What is our understanding who this person referring to?
我们的理解是这里所说的大卫的苗裔是谁?
So who is this branch from David?
是耶稣。
It's Jesus.
这是我们的理解。
That's our understanding.
但是你要注意, 犹太人不承认耶稣是这个弥赛亚哦。
But you need to know that the Jews do not believe that Jesus is the Messiah.
好, 如果你把犹太人的观点来看这个这一节圣经, 就不是我们的解释了。
So as a Jew, when you read this passage, then it's totally different to our understanding.
那怎么解呢?
And how do they explain it?
所有犹太人他们要建殿,他们等什么?他们等他们的弥赛亚。
So all the Jews want to rebuild the temple, they were all waiting for their Messiah.
而他们的弥赛亚绝对声明不是耶稣。
And also, their Messiah is not Jesus.
Are you with me?
你还能跟上我吗?
所以你不要把我们的观念一直在这里转, 你要用他们的眼光来想, 他们怎么样读这节圣经的。
So we cannot and force our thinking upon them. Instead, we need to think from their point of view.
所以这个拉比跟我这么一解，我茅塞顿开。
And so when this rabbi explained this to me, suddenly it's like all opened up to me.
他们在等谁啊？
Who are they waiting
for? 他们等一个弥赛亚可以见电的，那个能够见电的人就是弥赛亚。
They are waiting for a person that can rebuild the temple because that person is the Messiah.
那从我们主耶稣的预言跟保罗的预言讲到，将来有一个人他要进神的殿，他要叫所有的祭司仔细，然后但以理的预言说他要叫大家拜他，他是神。
So as we read that in hell that there will be one man that will be in the temple and then he also will cause all the worship to cease and who is this person?
我们来读，就是我不知道多少人知道这段圣经，帖撒罗尼迦后书
Second Thessalonians
第二章
and chapter 2，
我们从第一节念到第四节。
We want to read from verse 1 to verse 4。
弟兄们，论到我们主耶稣基督降临和我们到他那里聚集，我劝你们，无论有灵有连言语有冒我的名的书信说主的日子现在到了，不要轻易动心，也不要惊慌。
So now brethren, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together to him, we ask you not to be soon shaken in mind or troubled either by spirit or by word or by letter, as if from us, as though the day of Christ has come.
人不拘用什么法子，你们总不要被他诱惑，因为那日子以前必有离道反教的事，并有那大罪人就是沉沦之子显露出来。
And let no one deceive you by any means, for that day will not come unless the falling away comes first, and the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition.
他是抵挡主，高抬自己，超过一切称为神的和一切受人敬拜的，甚至坐在神的殿里自称是神。
Verse 4, who opposes and exalts himself about all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God.
所以这里有一个人，保罗叫他叫大罪人，叫沉沦之子。
So here there's one man, Paul calls him the man of sin, the son of perdition.
他要在耶稣来之前出现在这个地球上。
And he's going to appear before, on the earth, before Jesus coming.
对不对？然后他先让地上有一个殿可以献祭。
And he will allow on the earth there will be a temple that can have offerings.
然后他要把献祭的事情停掉。
And then he's going to stop this offering.
然后他要跑到殿里面去坐在里头。
And then he's going to go into the temple and sit in the temple.
告诉犹太人我是谁。
And tell the Jews who he is.
弥赛亚。
That he is the Messiah.
你们拜我就好了。
You just have to worship me.
Got it?
You all got it? 得着了吗？
所以犹太人要等待的那个弥赛亚要帮他建第三个殿，对吧？
So now you can see the Jews are waiting for the person who can help them to rebuild the temple, and that is their Messiah.
但是我们从新约的光来看的时候，他们讲的那个弥赛亚是谁啊？
So from the New Testament point of view, who do we understand this man to be?
他们不承认是耶稣，对不对？所以你把耶稣摆在一边。
Because they don't believe in Jesus, so Jesus will put aside.
那他们等谁？
So who are they waiting for?
啊，敌基督了吗？
They're waiting for Antichrist.
看出来没有？
Can you see that?
所以你在这里看出来，第三个殿是为着敌基督而建的。
So now you can see that the third temple is built by the Antichrist.
不是为我们心目中的耶稣而建的。
And it's not built for the Christ, Jesus Christ that we believe.
清楚了哈。
So now it's very clear.
你不能再猛查查了。
So we cannot confuse ourselves anymore. So don't be confused anymore.
这个你一定要搞清楚，不然的话，将来一定是乱，就是乱成一团。
Otherwise, you will be very confused going forward.
因为这个人出来的时候，圣经说他会行大奇事。主耶稣说的二十四章，他行大奇事、大神迹。
And say, Jesus said this man when he come, he'll do great things and miracles.
而且加个 big。
And it's a big miracle.
不是小神迹小奇事，是大神迹大奇事。
He will do big miracles.
许多人都要认为他的的确确就是弥赛亚了。
And big miracles, big wonders, so that everybody believe that he is the Messiah.
他说连选民都迷惑了。
And so even the elect were confused.
那意思就是说，我们这些基督徒也会有人怎么样
？So it means some of the Christians will also be deceived by him.
所以这不是开玩笑的。
So we are not joking around here.
而且压力很大，你不拜的话呢，脑袋搬家啊，要砍的。
And also the pressure is great because if you don't worship him, he's going to chop your head off.
对不对？这个事情是圣经清楚告诉我们的。
And that's the Bible clearly tells us.
所以我已经回答了所有的这个问题了哈。
So that question is answered.
基督徒远离世界是不是等同将世界交给撒旦？一些违背神意愿的法律在世界通过，是不是与基督徒应该是基督徒远离世界的行为有关？主人回来后会称这种行为是那又懒又恶的仆人的行为吗？
OK, the question goes like this.It's saying that as Christians, we are actually departing from the world or not get mixed with the world. Isn't that the same as giving the world over to Satan? And so now in the world, there are many laws that have been passed, which is rebelling against the will of God. Is that because to do with Christians?Leaving the world behind. And so as our master returned to us, would he call us the evil and lazy servant?
这问题搞懂了没有?
Did you understand what the question was about?
我的理解是这样说。
My understanding is this.
就是说基督徒要远离这个世界。
So as Christians, we need to leave the world behind.
那么这样就把这个世界就交给撒旦了。
If we are separated from the world, are we handing the world over to Satan?
那你现在眼看这个世界一下子同性恋法律，一下这个法律，一下那个法律，把这个世界搞得乱七八糟啊。
And so you see now in the world is full of confusion because very messy because they pass the same-sex marriage law and other laws and making the whole world very troublesome.
好像我们基督徒没有办法来影响这个世界。
It looks like Christian, we do not have a big influence in this world.
那如果主耶稣回来的时候，我们这些人是不是变成又懒又恶的仆人？
And so when Jesus returns, we will be classified as those evil and lazy servants.
对，请问我这个 understanding 对还是错？
Is that a correct understanding?
啊，算对的，好吧？
It says maybe it's correct.
我们读一下主耶稣关于基督徒跟世界的关系是什么？我们读一段圣经。
Let's read from the Bible what Jesus said about the relationship of Christians with the world.
第一段是约翰福音第十七章。
The Gospel of John, chapter 17.
这里有一段话是主耶稣的祷告。
And this is Jesus' prayer.
十七章十四节。
And chapter 17, verse 14.
我已将你的道赐给他们，世界又恨他们，因为他们不属世界，正如我不属世界一样。
Verse 14. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world.
我不求你叫他们离开世界，只求你保守他们脱离那恶者。
I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil one.
16节，他们不属世界，正如我不属世界一样。
They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world.
所以你把这几句话放在一起来看。
So if you put these verses together,
基督徒跟世界什么关系？
What is the relationship of a Christian to the world?
看得出来吗？
Can you understand?
基督徒是入世还是出世？
Is the Christian should be in the world or out of the world?
哈？赞成入世的举手。
It's like in the world, you can put out the hand, it's like Christians should be in the world.
好，三分之一。
Only one third.
赞成出世的举手。
And should be taken out of the way, out of the world, then you put up your hand.
那你们不举手又是什么意思？
And then still a big group that's not putting up their hand. What do you mean? You don't understand?
哎，写在这里的嘛。
I said, this is only written very clearly here.
这不是讲得很清楚吗？
Here is very clear.
他们不属于这个世界，正如我不属于这个世界。
They are not of the world, as I'm also not of the world.
但是十五节说，我不求你叫他们离开世界，只是叫求你保守他们脱离那恶者。那我们在不在这个世界？在嘛。
So, verse 15 said,I pray that you will not take them out of the world. So, which means we are in the world.
我们的难处是什么？
What is our difficulty?
如果说不在这个世界，最好大家都到天堂就好了。
I say, if we want to be out of the world, then the best place to be is in heaven.
那我们跟世界就一刀两断了。
Because then we are really clean cut from
the world. 但是偏偏耶稣又不是这样讲的。耶稣说他们，我不求你叫他们离开这个世界。
But Jesus' prayer was that not to take them out of the world.
但是却不属于这个世界。
But yet they don't belong to the world.
那就变成我们的难题了。
And that is our trouble.
对不对？我们要么就离开。
Because we want to live in the farther way, the better.
但是主又要我们在世界，那糟糕了。
But yet the Lord want us to be in the world.
对不对？
So that's difficult.
我们的难处就是一在这个世界就爱上这个世界了，因为世界实在太可爱了。
Because trouble we have is once we're in the world, we will love the world because the world is so lovely.
所以这个东西就让我们有一个很难的这个挑战。
And so to us, it's a big challenge.
有一个弟兄做一个比喻非常的好。
And one brother gave an example which is very good.
船。
It's like the boat.
船它必须在水里。
The boat needs to be in the water.
就好像基督徒必须在这个世界一样。
And the same as Christian also should be in the world.
但是水千万不要在船里。
But the water cannot be in the boat.
如果水在船里，这个船就怎么样？沉了。
Because the water coming to the boat, then the boat will sink.
所以一个基督徒主在这里的祷告，用一个很简单的话来说，每一个基督徒就好像一只船，你必须在水里面。
So here according to our Lord's prayer, every Christian is like a boat, you must be in the water.
就好像那个挪亚的方舟，它必须在那个水里面。
Just like the Noah's ark, it should be in the water.
因为它有一个目的，这个目的就是说要拯救世上迷失的人，对吧？
Because he has a mission to save them that are lost.
所以主耶稣才打发的门徒说，你们要从耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚一直到地极做我的见证。
And that's why Jesus sent the disciples out from Jerusalem to Judea to Samaria into the ends of the earth to be disciples.
这个为耶稣传道做见证是每一个基督徒的责任。
And so to share the gospel and preaching Jesus is the responsibility of every Christian.
那如果我们不在这个世界，那这个事情就不能办不到了。
So if we are not in the world, then how should we fulfill our responsibility?
所以主就把我们放在这个世界里。
And that's why the Lord has put us in the world.
但是他说，你在这个世界却不属于这个世界。
But the Lord said, you are in the world, but you don't belong to the world.
所以我们就要注意我们这条船。
So we need to be careful about the boat.
我们不是把这个船从水里面拉上来放在山上，不是的。
We don't take the boat out of the water and put it in the top of the mountain.
你还是在这个世界里头。
You are still in the world.
但是你要注意，你不要让世界跑到船里面来。
But you must not let the world come into the boat. The water come into the boat.
所以就这个同样的作者约翰，他就在他的约翰一书里面有一句话。
And so John the Apostle, in also in his letter, he written this.
约翰一书。第二章
First John chapter 2
第十五节
and 15
约翰一书二章十五节
So the first epistle of John
不要爱世界和世界上的事人若爱世界和爱父、人若爱世界爱父的心就不在他里面了
So chapter 2 verse 15Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。
For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world.
这世界和其上的情欲都要过去，唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存。
And the world is passing away, and the lust of it. But he who does the will of God abides forever.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
你应该有一个经验。
You must have experienced this.
你如果有一个瓶子或者一个杯子，玻璃杯子。
If you have a glass or you have a jar, a glass jar,
你有一杯水
and you also filled it with water,
然后你放一点茶或者咖啡，你会发现这些东西就跟水怎么样，完全调在一起了。
So whether put a bit of tea or put a bit of coffee, then it mixed up with the water.
那你这里本来是清水，现在就变成一个黄的茶水或者是咖啡。
So because of that dissolving of the tea leaf or the coffee, then the water is no longer clear, but is now turning into the color of the tea or coffee.
但是
But,
你如果这杯清水放进去不是什么茶也不是咖啡而是油
But if you put onto this glass of water, oil, and not tea or coffee,
你会发现什么事情
Then what would you discover?
啊它不会混在一起的。
The oil will not mix with the water.
油是油，水是水。
The oil is the oil, and the water is water.
对吗
？Is that correct?
所以在这里说，不要爱世界。
And so here it said, don't love the world.
你如果爱世界，爱父的心就不在你里面了。
If you love the world, then the love of the Father is not in your heart.
意思就是说，如果你变成咖啡，你变成茶，你在这个世界里面就跟它同化了。
So if you turn into a tea or turn into coffee, then you just mix with the world.
你要能够不被这个世界同化
But you don't want to be actually be like the world
你必须是油
Then you must be like oil
你如果是油你在这个水里但是水不在你里面
So as oil you can be in the water but the water is not in you
Amen
Amen
好了最后一个问题
And now we come to the last question
旧约圣经圣所里面只有一个金灯台。
In the Old Testament temple, there is only one golden lampstand.
老约翰在天国里看到的是七个金灯台。
And yet, Apostle John saw the seven golden lampstand in heaven.
这两个情形是什么意思
？How can you explain these two types?
好，请打开历代志下。
Let's look at Second Chronicle
第四章
and Chapter 4。
历代志下第四章。
Second Chronicle Chapter 4。
这里讲到所罗门建圣殿，第一个圣殿。
And here it speak of Solomon building the first temple。
那你看。第六节是讲做造那个洗濯盆
，and chapter verse 6 is speak of making the laver
在旧约的会幕, 这个洗濯盆只有一个, 在那个会幕的门口。
And so in the Old Testament, there was only one laver, which is outside the temple.
但是到了圣殿呢, 你注意第六节,
the outside temple, there's only one laver.
所罗门造了这个洗濯盆有几个? 十个。
But yet, in the temple time, you have made 10 laver.
五个在左边, 五个在右边,
five on the right and five on the left.
好, 跳到第七节。
And then we go to 7.
他又照所定的样式造十个金灯台, 放在殿里。
And then 7, and he made 10 lampstands of gold according to that design.
五个在右边, 五个在左边。
And set them in the temple, five on the right side and five on the left.
那又造十张桌子, 那陈设饼的桌子, 本来在会幕里面只有一张桌子, 现在他造十张桌子。
And he also made 10 tables and placed them in the temple, five on the right side and five on the left.
所以, 你从这个记载里头, 你就知道, 会幕前面所有的家具都是一件一件一件。
And so from here you understand that in the tabernacle, all the furniture is only one.
但是当你变成一个圣殿的时候, 它就变成十倍了, 对吧?
And yet when it becomes a temple, it becomes 10.
因为圣殿比那个会幕怎么样? 大多了。
Because the temple is much bigger than the tent.
那现在我们在这个意象的里头,
so now we are in this vision.
那他看见在天上的那一个第三层天的真帐幕里头, 他看见的是七, 七,
and yet,
七个金灯台。
In this vision in third heaven, what he saw is 7 golden lampstands.
那我们说过圣经的数字都有它特别的讲究。
And we mentioned before that the numbers in the Bible had that significance.
当他讲到七个金灯台, 他说这是七个教会。
And when he sees 7 golden lampstands, it means 7 churches.
但是地上是不是只有七个教会?
But on the earth, is there only 7 churches around the world?
当然不是, 地上的教会比七多得多得多得多。
And so because the number of churches on the earth is much, much, much more than 7 churches.
它只是用七个金灯台做一个代表而已。
So the 7 golden lampstands is just a representation.
它是一个完整的代表的数字。
And it's just a perfect number to represent the churches.
不管是这个会幕里面是一个金灯台也好, 在天上的真帐幕是七个金灯台也好, 他要讲的是讲教会, 是一个完整的意思。
And so whether it's one golden lampstand in the tabernacle or 7 lampstands is saw in heaven, it's all speak of one church, one complete testament.
所以有的时候是一, 有的时候是七, 有的时候是十。
And sometimes you see it use 1 to represent, or use 7 to represent, or use 10 to represent.
我只能解释这么多。
And that's as much I can explain to you.
谢谢大家。
Thank you, everyone.
下次见。
We'll see you next time. Thank you.